So let's look at this story now. Police officers around the country have been threatening to go on strike over promotions. Now, the SAPS members also seem to be unhappy with the regrading process that has allegedly benefited certain officers over the others. But I'm sure you would agree that the strike would cripple services in the country. But the union has now met with Police Minister Bheki Cele to try find a solution. And let's find out how that meeting went about. SAPU President Mpho Kunika joins me on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Mpho. How was the meeting with the police minister this morning? Did you find a resolution to avert the strike?
The meeting did not come up with anything other than to explain exactly what has happened and that he's going to embark on a campaign to each and every station to try and explain to the members why this agreement. But I don't think this is going to assist him because he has made a good decision last year and we appreciate that decision.
Yeah.
But the implementation of the decision is what is hurting most of the police officials. And that part has not been resolved.
What does this mean, though? Does it mean you're going to go ahead with the strike? Also, wasn't it supposed to start this morning?
It was supposed to have started this morning, but we took the whole night trying to convince all of them not to go to pending this meeting. And now that this meeting is over, this evening, this afternoon, we will be in contact with many. But remember, we are utilizing WhatsApp with these people. And it's a WhatsApp, it's a very huge WhatsApp, which comprises of more than 30,000 people who are the coordinates of this thing throughout the country. Hmm. So we need to be talking to them about this. And we know, and I want your listeners to understand this, that SAPU does not support mutiny. SAPU does not support that the members go on strike. But we support a mechanism which will be able to find solution to the current problem which we have. That is what we support. But again, the public must understand that we are the representatives of the very same members. And if the member says they want to go highway, we will have no option but to support them when they go to the highway. If they believe that we can still sit down and handle these issues, we'll sit down with them and that will be in the best interest of the country.
So how do you then deal with this issue of, you know, police, this profession, being part of the essential services? Have you advised your members on that and how are you going to maneuver around that?
We have informed them and gave them alternatives. And I think that is what we will also be emphasizing this afternoon. It is the issue. They raised the issue to say, but is the president aware of our plight? And then I said, if you want the president to know of your plight, then you may delegate us to go to the president. But we need to make sure that the minister is aware of the meeting that is taking place because he is part of the solution that we are looking for.
Okay.
And that... Yes, the other part is the issue of them having too much to the president's office. And the other one is to picket during lunch hour. So there are a variety of issues which we need to take to them this afternoon.
Just lastly, just remind us then, why was it so difficult to find a resolution with the police minister? What are the police officers actually concerned about? What do they want from the minister of police? And why was it so difficult for the minister to come to the party as well? What reasons did he give?
Look, he says his door is open. We will talk every time whenever we need to talk to him about any issues. But you know what? He's busy. And we will not run to the minister all the time. The National Commission of Police is responsible for the operations. It's the accounting officer here. But understand their plight, sir. You know, to negotiate for 15 years for the pilots, the people who play an important role, 15 years, and only to get the answers today, I think that is wrong.
Okay.
To also keep police officers waiting for promotions for 11 years, and then you then promote people with only 2 years in the service, but there are 11 to 25 years people of waiting for the promotion. I think that is also not fair.
Mpho Kunika, thank you so much for your time. He's the president of SAPU.